Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
there's German whispers Sudokus.
What?
Oh my god, the list goes on.
It sounds really boring.
Welcome to Pitch Please, Yimiyama. My name's Alex.
Yimiyama, baby.
I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggybox.
Ahoy.
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Hello.
And Thomas the Ideas Engine.
Yami Yimma.
Oh, he switched it around already.
Oh, spicy. Hell yeah. You never know what's going to come out of me. It's mostly Yimma and a little bit of Yama.
And a lot of shit.
All right, look, if you've not listened to this before, the way this works is...
all right, look.
We're going to listen up. We're gonna pitch an idea for a game, and then we're going to spend... well, one of us will, and then we'll spend the rest of the show trying to make it together. We'll throw in some ideas. Mm-hmm. We'll have like a blue sky session, right? Is that what they call them?
No.
They don't call them that. However, this is a particularly special episode because... why is it special, Tom? Is it because we're out of ideas? We've got nothing.
we're dry. Again, we are dry. No, because... because today I'm going to spend 2 whole hours talking about Elden Ring and the problems I'm having with it. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm not having any problems with it.
Are we going to do a whole episode on UX design?
No, we're not going to do that because Elden Ring is a fantastic game. And the only problem I have is with the Stakes of Marika, which, to be honest, if they were removed, would make the game better. But anyway, we're not going to do that. we are going to read through a tweet that we sent out earlier today. Asking for community pitches, and we had a lot of responses. It turns
out. I can't believe
how
we've just dated the episode. Nothing, maybe one from Hugo Troito.
yeah. But no, we got quite a few, and it's from a load of people who consider themselves to be armchair fucking pitch machines.
Look
no,
at you,
sorry, Bob. You're
think
not
you know
me.
What you're doing. Think you're Tom?
What you're doing? Yeah, you think you're me?
No, you're nothing.
I mean, you're not. I'm
do you
me.
Think we know what we're doing?
Yeah. Look at this. Hugo's not even in here. I'm disappointed.
He's not even
Hugo.
In here. It's amazing. Hugo, what are you doing? Anyway, before we jump and dive straight into this mess, I just want to clarify something. I want to bring up something that I've said in the past. Pitches where people say, I like this game. What if it was this too? Are my least favorite pitches. I just wanted to keep that in your mind.
Uh-huh. No reskins, Tom. Don't read out any reskins.
If all right, you do, in
you
that case...
to, you have to sound the reskins accent.
Yeah, we do.
Which makes what noise, Tom?
Huh? So, in that case...
shake that a little bit. It's running out of gas, I think.
No, I'll refill it later. In that case, we have a pitch sent in by Shibarian Sudoku Tower Defense. I can imagine Matt Castle's response to this straight away, following the chess pitch where he just said that anyone that would play this deserves a swirly. And this is Sudoku, tower defense. Top-down tower defense a la Bloons, but instead of making money by destroying the enemies, you have to solve Sudoku, where each solve is a cash injection. So you have to speed solve to make money quicker, but don't get too engrossed and ignore tower placing. That one has a retweet. That one, that response.
That's wow.
Someone loved
so
that.
That's like speed Sudoku,
tower defense.
I mean, it's not the worst idea.
The thing is, weirdly enough, it's not hugely dissimilar to an idea. My idea wasn't a tower defense, but I was thinking of a Sudoku-esque game in a way to spice up Sudoku. In the same way that I was trying to spice up chess. When I was trying to create chess 2, I was also trying to create Sudoku 2.
Sudoku's already spicy.
It is very spicy. I mean, me and Chris, we're big fans of cracking the cryptic on YouTube.
I've never seen a man get so much joy out of putting numbers in boxes.
It's incredible.
Feeding off that joy.
Oh, God. I genuinely watch Cracking the Cryptic every single night to go to sleep. It's amazing. And it's just some guy solving Sudoku and he just loves it. He loves it so much. Anyway, you'd be surprised how much depth you can get out of it. It's not just 1 to 9 in every row, column and box. No. There's variant Sudoku with killer Sudoku rules. You could have knight's move Sudoku. There's miracle Sudokus. There's thermo Sudokus. There's German whispers Sudokus.
What?
Oh my God, the list
goes
on. It
sounds really boring.
Does it have to be Sudoku? Can we have other fun games? Like, is it just mini game to place turret?
I feel like saying does it have to be Sudoku is like you're taking out the core experience of what this pitch is. Like, it's like saying does Modern Warfare have to be guns first person shooter? Yeah, do you have to shoot weapons in it?
I mean, the way I play it, you don't.
It's all knives and tomahawks like a real pro.
I mean, yeah, maybe Sudoku can be fun. I don't know. It's just not my jam, but it might be someone's.
I feel like, what was that game where the orbs come down a spiral and you have to fire a colour into
Bejeweled.
A thing?
No, not Bejeweled.
Poyo Poyo?
Candy maybe? Crush? It was like Bless Bubble you. Bobble, except the things came down a spiral, and if they got to the end, then you would lose, but you could fire a colour into like a set of three, and then it would eliminate and then shunt it all back. I can't remember the name of it. Fuck.
But it's like maybe Bejeweled, it's like that. If it was a steak.
What?
What?
No, wait. Am I misremembering Bejeweled? I'm going to have to go.
Bejeweled is the ones where you just flip the tiles around and to make sets.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like Candy Crush, right?
It's been a long week, Tom.
You're okay. Candy Crush. How many games have we gone through?
Too many games of Sudoku. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it's like Bejeweled. That. Maybe it's like that, but you fire, like, you've got a set of 1 to 8, you've got a 9 in your cannon, you have to shoot it in there to eliminate, and then it just becomes Tetris.
I thought it was going to be how you place the like it's about turret placement, so you've got like to place a turret, you need like a turret is a 9, so you've got to figure out I don't really know how Sudoku works.
I think it is tower defense, except the enemies that are coming down, I believe, are Sudoku puzzles, and you have to speed solve them. God knows how long a level in this game would take, especially for me, because I'm not very good at Sudoku.
How long does an average Sudoku puzzle take you, for example?
Oh, on like medium difficulty in like some app, maybe like 20 minutes. But even then, that's like a 20-minute thing.
So there's one enemy on screen.
So this is a speed running tower defense game where it takes 20 minutes to defeat one enemy.
One enemy, yeah. And in the later levels, there's like hundreds of them. I think that's the only issue I have with the game is if you can't speed solve Sudoku, like maybe Shibari-an, maybe they can. I can't.
I just read it, by the way. It's not you're solving them to destroy enemies. It's you're solving them when you complete one, you get a cash injection that you can spend on tower defense to destroy enemies.
Okay. So you've got a tower defense game open in one window and the Sudoku puzzle
you've
had open for 20 minutes on the other side.
Sudoku.
How much? You must get a lot of cash, right?
Yeah, you're going to get... So, I mean, the majority of the game is basically going to be you playing Sudoku, right?
With a tower defense on the side.
Happening, just to the left of you. And then there's going to be a minute where you complete a puzzle and you're like, oh shit, I've got a bunch of currency. Quickly put a tower down. Oh, look, now I have another Sudoku puzzle to do for 20 minutes. Or maybe 18 if you're really quick at it.
Maybe the idea is that the puzzle you're presented with is like 95% complete and you just have to dunk in the final few things. Maybe, but I mean, at the moment, it just sounds like tower defense game on one half of your screen, Sudoku on the other one. I can do that now. I can play Balloons and have a Sudoku app open on the side.
I can't figure out how these two things work together. Maybe we are just completely misinterpreting your idea. So please feel free to expand on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely not from me not understanding Sudoku. I just listed off like 10 variants.
I'm a pro.
So obviously I know what I'm talking about.
I know German whisper Sudoku.
Exactly. I solved every Sudoku puzzle that has been submitted to Escape Sim. I think I know my Sudoku German whispers.
Because all I imagine German whispers, there's like a German man just whispering numbers.
Don't get him on a Sudoku.
German whisper. If there's a line along the middle of the grid, then every cell that you place in there has to be separated by five. So you can't place a five in a German whispers because then on either side of that five would be a zero and a ten. That's impossible. Five. That's just a sneaky German trick number. There's a sneaky trick for your German whispers line. Anyway. Okay.
Next?
Oh, thank God.
James.
What, do you not like, so you don't like? Well, actually, we should just go through. Would make, would play?
I feel too stupid to understand this. I don't.
All right, okay,
I
fine.
I think that's my problem.
Fine.
I think I'm just too stupid to play Sudoku. I think that's the real problem here.
I think if any day that I have the mental, like, concentration levels to be able to do a balloons and a Sudoku at the same time is a day where I should probably be working.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Hydrus has got one here that says a game where the graphics and sound design are really shit, but as you level up your character, it improves. Does that exist? I think that exists.
I like that idea. Evoland. What's Evoland? What kind of game
Evoland
is
it? I think is, it's, well, it wasn't necessarily that the game is actively like badly designed and badly drawn and all of that stuff. It kind of starts as like a old school.
It goes through genres,
I think it starts with like even way back as Pong. And then you get like an upgrade that's like, oh, you've now got sprites. You've now got animation. You've now got sound design. You've now got the ability to open up the menu and look at your map. And then as time progresses, you then get 3D. And you've now got turn-based combat. And there's some story in the background of all of that as well.
That sounds very involved. That sounds very tough to make.
It sounds fantastic, but I'm sure Chris might know. Is there like some sort of statistic on how much people actually play of a game? So you've got like maybe 90% of your audience will play like the first 10 minutes of your game and then go away.
Let me just ask
my minion in the corner. I have no idea.
This is why they have the Steam achievements, though, right? The simple Steam achievements. So you'll have like the ones that for completing the tutorial, the completing the first or whatever. And like there are in really big games like Cyberpunk or fuck, I don't know, whatever the big AAA games that came up recently are. Guardians of the Galaxy is what I played recently. And I remember there are certain, it will tell you a percentage completion or how many other people have who own the game
got that achievement. Yeah.
And it's something like the amount of people that get through the tutorial level is something like 70%. So immediately there's a huge drop off. And then by the time you get to like chapter three, it's like 50%. The people who finish the game, it's like less than 50%, even for a massive game like Guardians of the Galaxy or Cyberpunk.
So that's what I'm thinking. So you apply that logic to a game where you spend maybe the majority of the dev time on the portion of the game that only 10% of your audience is going to ever see.
That's true. I suppose
that's
you would.
What came to mind.
That doesn't mean it shouldn't be done.
Unless
ignoring that, it would be does sound cool.
The game has to be incredible for you to, because you can't even like really advertise it in its final stages because that's a spoiler, right? You have to be like, this is the game. Sorry, it was made in Paint. The sound design was auto generated by an AI, or by my mouth on a. like on an iPhone mic. That this is what the game is. And then people play it and like, why would they buy it?
This is Frog Fractions. Do you remember Frog Fractions?
That game just gets
that was
progressively
just like a really, it started off as like a really simple, I can't even remember. It was just so bizarre. It was like you were a little frog and you had to catch flies and you're on a lily pad. And then it just progressed into like, it became weirder and weirder. Like you went into the water, you evolved at some point. It just kept cycling through genres and lots of different weird things were happening. So I think like this idea has been played with a bit before, but maybe not to the extent that Rook Hydrus is suggesting. But also this doesn't necessarily sound like, this sounds like a wrapper for a game, right? rather than an actual, it's not a mechanic or anything that we can expand upon.
You could, but it depends on what's their thought on better. Like, what does better mean? Like, what does it mean it gets better over time? Is it, if it just changes, because like 2D art can look great, but if they go, oh, it changes to 3D, that's subjective enough. That's like Evoland, right? Where you don't gain better visuals, you gain more, you just gain different genres and control schemes and camera angles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go through time.
So are they basically suggesting that it's just like whatever genre it is, it's just a shit version of that? So in the first 10 minutes...
it just looks bad, yeah.
It's going to make you actively not want to play it.
yeah, unless it is genuinely, right from the start, regardless of what it looks like, just an incredible game. God knows how you do that.
I feel like you could apply this to any game.
What is the game? Does it go into any detail?
Well, that's another thing. No, it's just that.
As you level up your character, it improves. So, I mean, maybe this is a good experiment of... How much people play a game where, like, you say, like, oh, have you played this game? And they're like, yeah, I played it. It's fucking dog shit. And you're like, no, you need to play it for like another 40 minutes at least, because, man, this game gets beautiful.
Is there any game like that that you think the first couple of hours is the only thing that I can think of, the one that comes to mind, which isn't this, but like the idea of like a game being like, oh no, you have to get to this bit and it's totally different, was
Inscription.
Oh, fuck yeah, Inscription. That's probably the most... I was going to say Final Fantasy XII. Inscription is a much better example.
Final Fantasy XII, what, it starts as a completely different game?
Well, it's just that you have to basically play the entire game before it becomes open world, right?
Final Fantasy X, you play a lot of an RPG, and then it turns out it's actually just a Blitzball tournament.
I think that's how you've been playing it for your 100-hour playthrough. Inscription,
that
feels very much like... Because I know almost nothing about Inscription, because everyone... who's recommended it to me has said, don't look it up. Don't find
out. You simply can't.
Don't even open the Steam page to buy it. Don't look at any picture, Alex.
Yeah. Just steal it from
somewhere.
But
you need to buy it, but don't view anything about it, but buy it.
There is just no way or any reason, like James was saying, why would you spend so much time creating a... Because you have to get to a point where it's not only passable, but good. Like the sound design has to be really good and the graphics have to be really good as a reward for playing this much of a garbage game. But you'd have to put so much work into it and no one is going to get that far.
Unless it's almost like a meta game about making a video game. So you almost feel like you're helping make the game better as you play it.
You get to pick different elements and you see them carry forward, which means as a game developer, you then have to create many more assets that even less people are going to see.
Yeah. That sounds workable, right? I'm sure that would...
No.
Well, that's a lot of game development, is seeing stuff that no one will ever see. Like, for example, there's a spoiler alert here, because I was bored one night. There is a one in, I think it might be one in 100, or it's one in something. Let's say 100 chance that in Star Tenders, if you look in the toilet, there'll be a poo in there. And then when you close the toilet, it flushes and it goes away. Every time you load into the habitat, there's a one in 100 chance there'll be a poo in there.
I'm going to try that.
Wow.
Which is very hard to bug test that it isn't broken.
Right.
Well, look, everyone listening to this plays Star Tenders, I want to see a shit percent speed run. It's pure chance.
Can we add a 1 in 1,000 chance that it'll be a shiny? Or is that...
Yeah, can you get a shiny shit?
I don't know what a polished turd.
It's like a Teflon.
Like a shiny Pokemon.
Where you don't need to wipe.
There's like an extra 1 in 1,000 chance afterwards that there's blood there too.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus. And then you've only got an hour to play the game before your character dies. Then we go.
Exactly.
Super. No.
Chris's face.
Star Tenders out 17th of March.
Sorry, Chris.
Buy it to show me the shit percent.
Make sure to look in the toilet.
Send us your shits at Pitch Please Pod.
That's what we're reading now, isn't it?
James. God.
Oh my God. James.
Today.
Zingers
oh
today.
Oh my God. All right. Well, maybe you'll like this one.
I'm just really tired. Making games is hard.
Maybe you'll like this one. Although this isn't a multiplayer party game, which does seem to be the things that you latch onto the most. But let's see. We'll see how this goes. A game where you're jumping between dimensions to find a specific person or object, but you're also being hunted by another dimensional traveler. So along the way, you pick up new tools, gadgets, skills, but so does the hunter. So you'd go from sci-fi to western to fantasy, etc. This was sent in by Arlen Kells at Arlen Kells. Kells.
That sounds fun.
That sounds incredible. I'm in.
I mean, here's just a quick thought. Can we combine the last idea with this one? Maybe the different dimension. You know, there could be a shit dimension where everything is looks horrible and is terrible. And then there are some dimensions where everything's nice and pretty. There we go. Made it work.
Oh, you go in there and, okay, yeah, you go into a dimension, you're just an MS Paint mess.
Yeah, why not?
And it's really hard to fight
the
enemy.
There's a 2D dimension, there's a 3D dimension, there's a 4D dimension where you can't see anything.
A Tarzan dimension.
So the thing this made me think of immediately was just the idea of being hunted by someone was Assassin's Creed multiplayer. But
oh, right. I mean, yeah, if there's any game idea we can bring back Assassin's Creed multiplayer, I mean the good version, like from Brotherhood and Assassin's Creed 3. If there's any way we can bring back Assassin's Creed multiplayer before they added powers, before they added all the pay-to-win stuff, oh my God, I'd play the shit out of it. It was so good.
It was so pure and fresh.
I really like this dimension hopping idea. Is it like, would you hop dimensions when you found a particular object, or can you hop at any time?
You are the game dev. I think it's your choice.
I really like the idea that you would hop at any time. And maybe there's like, I don't know, there's X number of dimensions. And this person chasing you can see where you've jumped. You know, maybe there's like a tear in reality or something, and you can see into the next dimension. And you're literally like, you can chase this person who's trying to get away from you. And you can see every jump point that they leave behind.
Yeah.
I think that would be quite cool.
I think it should be a combination of a game like Hunt Showdown and Deathloop, where the two characters were Colt and Juliana. Mm-hmm. You can invade someone's game and basically hunt them down. Yeah, you can play as Juliana. You can jump into other people's games and start killing them.
I need to play that game.
It's very annoying.
It's very annoying.
Oh, I don't need to play it then.
It's a really good game.
But it's fun. Like that. So you do have this thing. It's a bit like you're going into an instance kind of like Tarkov, I guess, where you've got like scavs and, you know, the military units where you can go in as a scavenger, sort of the end of the round that the military units have been in. So you basically pick up the scraps. You scavenge, hence the name scavs.
Wow.
Yes. Like that.
I really thought that.
That's what I was thinking of straight away. With James's jump points thing, you could have multiple maps which are the same size, scale, but different locations that you could try and weave it through to obtain something that you can eventually then try and escape with.
I feel like it should be like, I don't know, in my head I really like the idea of it, like having that the Deathloop thing is that the Deathloop multiplayer does really remind me of in some ways Assassin's Creed multiplayer, because there is that element of like having to trying to hide amongst the, not the crowd in Deathloop because everyone's an enemy, but like trying to look inconspicuous. And I really like the idea of like perhaps the objects that you have to gather are parts to fix your teleporter, your dimensional teleporter, so you can escape, you can get back home and close the rift. And you have to get, and all these pieces are scattered amongst these different dimensions. And the person, for whatever reason, the hunter's trying to stop you. And maybe when you go to these different places, you get like, perhaps, for example, if you come from the future, if you jump from the future into a Western world, then you're wearing future clothing. And so you have to find a way to dress up as a Westerner.
That's cool.
Like whether that's like the hunter has to knock someone out and take their clothing, or maybe the hunter can't do that. Maybe the hunter can't disguise themselves, but the traveler can. I don't know. Like, I feel like there are lots of different things around that you could do that would give. So it's like that kind of what's that term? I keep forgetting. Not asynchronous. Two different kinds of gameplay, right? That you're playing. So one is just a treasure hunt, and the other one is a versus. What kind of a versus game?
I was thinking, I don't know if this lends itself to that, or if it lends itself more to like a time travel-y one where things you do in one thing can affect the jump to the next. But that seems to be more like time travel-y rather than a cause and effect of different areas. Unless it is, maybe it is, you're in the same place in the Western area, but when you go towards the sci-fi, you're actually in the same place, but you're in 2300 or whatever.
Mm. So how would that affect things? Like as in destruction of terrain or like buildings?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. That's the thing we've got to come up with, Alex, right now.
I think like a multi-layered arena shooter or something like that where you can, it's the same level, but on different timelines. And if you go back to the very, very earliest thing and you change something there, could potentially kill someone in the future at the time.
Oh,
that
my
they,
God.
Like, I don't know, something happens that you blow up a building. So the building they're on disappears and they fall into the void or whatever. I mean, God knows how you would do that. But then at the same time, being in the earliest time period allows you to get potentially more kills in the futures that people are in, but there's less cover, there's less buildings, less construction, things like that. So it's more disastrous.
I would really like that. Imagine jumping off a building in like the sci-fi, but switching to the old one because you know that there was still like a large hill there, so you know you might take full damage when you switch over.
Mm.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
I mean, it's a game that would require so much map knowledge to even be fun. There's going to be so many people that are like, I know all 7 time zones of this one map and I'm going to play it and to completely destroy anyone who hasn't had time to explore them all.
Could this be almost a kind of, have like a, almost like a Hitman element in it where you have multiple, perhaps as the hunter, and maybe the treasure hunter, you have like multiple objectives.
Okay.
So like you have the overall objective, but perhaps in order to say, for example, the treasure hunter has a bunch of different sub objectives to like their overall goal is fix my interdimensional teleporter so I can go home. But in order to do that, you need help from certain NPCs, which somehow speeds up the process.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a Hitman element in that there is a target you have to kill in a particular time zone, but you can't get to them. So you almost deconstruct their defenses in different time zones.
Well, yeah, this is like, what I was thinking of. Like, it's...
I don't know how that would work. Or I guess you could just go back in time and just kill their parents.
That's what I'm thinking. So for example, like, yeah, so if the, like, it might be that perhaps they can occupy different, you know, like the hunter doesn't always have to be in the same dimension as the hunted. The hunter can be like, okay, I know that this NPC is going to help, like is there to help complete the my target's objective. So I'm going to go into the future world and kill them before they arrive so that it makes their overall objective a lot harder to achieve. And by doing that, by having kind of almost like these sub-targets, then you can, like, you're not always actively hunting the player. You're trying to cripple their ability to complete their goals.
You know what, Alex? I think you are mentally ready for a Sudoku tower defense.
Yeah. You're playing 4D chess right there.
Yeah.
Like, ideas.
I didn't understand a word of that.
No, I'm lost.
I think it's more that I just don't know what I'm talking about.
That might be it.
I mean, this is the best one so far, right? It's gotten us all relatively excited.
I think we've switched around quite a bit. I don't think there was a solid idea in there, and we've kind of latched onto time shooter.
But, you know, like that one has tickled my pickle the most.
There is, there is a pickle tickling in that one. Okay. Well, let's move from pickle tickle to Judging Rooster. This is, it's already got a title. Monument is what it's called. Simply
we'll be the judge
Monument. The game is split between designing physically possible ancient monuments statues, ancient temples, etc., and servers where people slowly build them piece by piece. You have to manually cut and drag each stone, set up scaffolding, cranes, and whatever else the build needs. So I don't know if this is kind of like that Reddit April Fool's thing they did that one year where it was an entire grid of pixels and people could log place? Into that.
Is that what it's called?
Place, that's it. And they could put one pixel down and then they have to wait like 5 minutes before they can do another pixel. And obviously in collaboration with everyone across Reddit, they managed to make a mural of all these memes and things. And yeah, what a waste of time.
It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. So I don't know if it's that, like it is a massive server of like individual workers building this massive world wonder. I don't know.
So it's Minecraft, but you can only build one thing.
Yeah. Is it Peter Molyneux's The Cube? Remember that? Where everyone
it's the cube but backwards.
Yeah.
Peter Molyneux's monument. There you go.
There's definitely something to a collective solution to a problem, isn't there? It's like if you can only do one small aspect, but it's like Twitch plays Pokemon, you know, it's all like, can we all work together to complete this task and it's build this monument? There's something definitely interesting.
I mean, at risk of bringing up Final Fantasy 14, they have, being an MMO, they had events in the game like the Ishgardian Restoration where all of the crafters in the game would submit an amount of materials into this massive project and the server-wide contribution would eventually reach a point where they have completed that project and then the game is just like, all right, time to update, I guess, because people have completed it. So stuff like that kind of exists in a very basic form of, I have 20 wood, you need 20,000? Guess we need 200 other players to help out then.
Right.
But I don't know what the game is outside of that. The math was bad, but I don't know what it is outside of that.
There seems to be a bit of elaboration with you have to manually cut and drag each stone, set up scaffolding and cranes, whatever the build needs. So it's not just having to place each stone. You're presumably having to, I don't know whether it's they're implying that you have to create the materials needed to even.
Yeah, I don't know if the game is just almost like a factory line where a stone appears on your screen and you're like, all right, I know the shape I need to make. It's the 400th I've made today. I'm miserable. I just came back from work at the box factory and now I'm back on another conveyor line of stones trying to create this monument.
The only thing I can think of is making this like an experience where everyone is, you know, the build crew. And then every time a monument is built, a random person from that is selected to design the next monument to build. And that's how it goes forever. It's just one day you'll get your chance to design your monument and other people will build it.
They're all going to be cock and balls.
That's it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to be.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, great, here's my chance.
I think we have to assume that someone will.
Some big vein today. Great.
Oh, no.
Just chipping away.
Like maybe you have, is some kind of community element where you. You have to pitch plans or something and the community vote for that, you know, for the favorite plan. But there's something that I like the idea of this maybe as a mobile game or something. So it's something that you do while you're commuting. If it's something really simple tasks, like it's almost like a clicker where you're just performing, like you are part of the construction line, right? Maybe you're the person who cuts the brick.
So it's an idle game.
Yeah, something you can, like while you're commuting, like I get my phone out and I'm like, okay, I'm cutting bricks today. I have to cut this and then drag it off screen. And then when I drag it off screen, that goes to someone else who has to place it in the right place. And there's a whole line of things. And then at the end of the day on my way back, I can zoom out and see how much progress we've made as a community.
None.
You contributed 6 blocks to this construction. There it is. It's another penis.
Or maybe you can choose which monument you want to help out. Like if it's community driven,
yeah.
It's like, There's multiple plans. Well, then the
monuments you're picking from is penis statue of David Penis. Like, you haven't got much options.
Tom. Who's David Penis? 2022. There's going to be a swastika in there.
For fuck's sake.
I give it over, like, 2 weeks.
I don't know. I feel like this might be almost kind of like, you just have to have the right nurturing community, right? Because there are plenty of wholesome games. There's like that. What's that letters one where...
Kind words.
And it's like, that's like a self-moderated community, right? People, the kind of people who play that game, they all come together and they ignore the shit letters, right? And so it just naturally filters out. I think this could be like that. But I don't know. I actually quite like the idea of like just checking on my way back. How are we doing today? Yeah. What's the progress?
I'm also imagining just like almost like a one and done, kind of like the Reddit thing where you open the browser, everyone sends a link around and it's like, right, here you go. Here's your stone. Make what you want out of this and then send it forward or drop it on this pile or whatever, or place your block that you've just shaped. And over time, people will eventually just construct this thing through some kind of hive mind. A shape will form, and it's just a guess of, well, it's just an experiment of where will that go? Where will this shape be?
It's Winnie the Pooh with his cock out and a swastika tattooed to his face.
Yeah, but you know what? Everyone contributed in some way.
That's the real
I feel like this. It could be like, if it's community driven, if it's community led by that, like there could be something like really nice and wholesome about it. If it's moderated,
it could be. If it's otherwise the community is like, oh, we're really lovely, and then 12 wankers come along.
Yeah, you simply cannot trust people, I think, is the message here.
Oh, look, I think we've got time for one more.
Well, after that downer, I hope.
Is there anyone that's sticking out to you?
I'm going to read this one because I just want to see if anyone else understands it. This was sent in by Panda Bacon. It says, hamster in a ball, mow a lawn. Buy ball upgrades, mow better. Avoid babies and pet corgis running on the grass. Eventually have enough grass to get to ... space.
Okay, well, let's break this down. So it's Super Monkey Ball meets Lawnmower Sim.
Yes, yeah.
You get ball upgrades.
Meets Crossy Road.
I don't
know
what we could do for ball upgrades. Is it like you can trim grass faster?
Bigger ball,
more blades. Ball. I'm guessing that you're covered in some sort of blades.
I'm concerned about the amount of babies that we have to avoid. Why are there so many? Is this like some sort of play school that you're hamster? Maybe that's it. It's like I am fish as well, right? So you're a hamster. You've escaped in some sort of nursery,
right,
in the garden area, and also it's next to a corgi daycare. They share a field.
But you're also compiling all of the grass that you mow so that you can get to space?
Mm. Why does a hamster want to get to space?
like hamsters can have dreams.
Look, we're talking about it. So it's not I think I'm struggling to get a picture of how and like what in one way sounds like a really nice and colourful game. I'm struggling to marry that with the idea of a nice cute looking version of hitting a baby with a lawnmower.
A lawnmower hamster ball.
Now
there'll
be a lot of colour when you do that.
I'm not massively worldly travelled, so to speak. So I don't know. I think the link between hamster in a ball and mow a lawn threw me off. It's almost said in such a way that it's like, you know, hamster in a ball, mow a lawn. Like they do.
It's like how they use sheep to graze fields, right? But not that.
Somewhere
it's a hamster in a ball.
A hamster in a ball. I think there's a cultural link that we are not getting.
And hamster's love of space that we clearly didn't know about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got two I could bring up. One could be pretty fun. Or I could do both. I'm going to do both. Right. Okay. So the first one, set in by British Batman. Papers, please, but you're a vampire at the checkpoint. Papers, please, but you're a vampire at the checkpoint for Transylvania looking for Van Helsing and his agents. Now, again,
Tom, I'm going to need the reskin alarm.
It is a reskin. However, I kind of like it. It is, I mean, it's
the exception that proves the rule,
It's not anything more than Papers, Please, but reskin to Transylvania. But I just love the idea of like the nuclear option where you're like, I simply cannot tell. A guy has come to the checkpoint and you're like, you want to suck my, and he says, blood. And you're like, okay, good, good.
Let me see your passport.
And then it's nighttime. How do you travel? Bet. Wonderful. Okay, good, 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 good. Okay, clearly a vampire so far. Now, I'm not 100% sure. So we're going to go for the nuclear option. I'm going to put on my hazmat suit, my gloves and everything, my mask. I'm going to open the safe and fucking hurl a bit of garlic at him. No, he didn't die.
He's died.
Human.
Well, I'm intrigued to hear what James has to say.
So, all right, so we're letting vampires into Transylvania.
Sorry,
and we're trying
to find... I feel like I didn't clarify. You are at the checkpoint for Transylvania, letting in vampires, and the people you want to stop getting in are Van Helsing and his agents.
Okay, cool. Put a mirror in the room. Job done.
Okay, great. There you go.
Oh, there you all go. Right. Thank you for your idea.
British Batman, cheers.
All right, in that case, finally, Alex, I think you'll like this one.
Ooh.
I think you'll like this one a lot.
Let me rub
my thighs.
I think
you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Right.
Stratos Mactra sent in this one. It says, cyberpunk dystopian farming simulator where you create beautiful gardens on the rooftops and balconies of mega skyscrapers, selling your veg to get the chance at renting more rooftops and balconies and buying planters/plants/shelves and bridges to new balconies or rooftops. Alex, how do you feel?
You know me well, Thomas. That sounds lovely. Like, I feel like there's also a whole narrative undertone of like isolation and loneliness in there as well. Like, you've just got your little rooftop and you're trying to connect them up with other it's going to make me cry, Tom. I think it's beautiful.
It sounds dope. I can really picture it.
Yeah, I like the idea of having to, you know, construct this farming sim, I guess, as much as you can in a extremely cramped, miserable cyberpunk setting.
Yeah.
Like, the apartment you're in is just minuscule. And you're just trying to craft a, like, the last bastion of green on Earth miserable, neon, dystopian hell.
Do you have the last pack of seeds that's left in this dystopian future?
Yeah, like, just landed. They managed to survive all this time.
It's the sequel.
And has given you the seeds.
I can just see the concept art like very clearly in my head of just like this garden, you know, the kind of this lone bastion.
But like one flower amongst neon lights.
Even better. Just a single flower amongst neon lights. I love that. I feel like that could have been a whole episode.
I mean, it probably could have. I do feel bad for sort of throwing it at the end, but I genuinely think that that could be a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Thematically, it is. Hmm. Obviously, we haven't actually spoken about the game at all.
I mean, like the only thing that comes to mind for me mechanically, I don't want to have to worry about the more kind of Stardew Valley side of fostering relationships with people in a kind of romance way and all that shit. Like, I don't want that.
You're the last left on Earth. There you go.
You're in this like super crowded, like overpopulated cyberpunk city, but you just don't have any friends or relationships. It's just you and the plants, and that's where
and
you're
your
trying
plants
to,
mm-hmm? photosynthesize from neon. There you go.
Well, I mean, if they did that, it
you
would
grow
be
a neon
very
plant.
Easy, right? I mean, yeah, I guess maybe you could have a neon plant. Maybe that's a strain. I don't know. I feel like there's so much to talk about this one. Fuck. Why did we end with it?
Well, mainly because I feel like the stuff we could talk about is mostly boring mechanics of how you grow your plants and stuff like that. So I think just throwing it out there is just a theme, and then leaving it behind is enough to make a good episode.
I want to hear what other people feel about this. I want to hear their thoughts.
Yeah, I mean,
go on, sir.
No, you first. You just made it awkward.
I was just going to say, for me, that's the game of the episode.
That's the game of the year, right there.
That's the game of the year. Yeah, that's just
you
got
know,
my,
that one gets
my brain
the pitch the PPBGE award, pitch please best game ever award.
I didn't even know we did
there
that.
There you go. No, it's a new thing. So thanks to, wait, who sent that one in?
Stratos
Matra. winner of the BGE award.
Stratos Matra, I love you.
Hey, if you wanna see even more pictures that are in this thread, don't think that we just read out the best ones. We just read out the ones that would make an episode. if you want to see more of them, you can see them at Pitch Plus Pod. Pitch Plus Pud, sorry. Could. Pitch Please Pod without any vowels.
That's
maybe submit some suggestions yourself.
Or please maybe do. I'm
maybe,
actually amazed.
Maybe you've scared us. Maybe we've scared you off from
well, as
just
long as
dunking
the
our
entire
ideas.
Game doesn't get broken by James just shouting mirrors.
I'm sorry. Look, I mean, a useful insight. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, what does that say about James? What don't you know about him?
We thoroughly appreciate your correspondence, and I was genuinely surprised we had this many.
Exactly, and just remember, I have a klaxon. I have a klaxon for if you submit. Fucking Stardew Valley, but it's hot fuzz.
We should do this more. We should be crowdsourcing our content more often. Because
it's great to hear other people's ideas for sure.
I feel like before we end, we should have a quick straw poll of favorite pitch.
Timey-wimey arena game. What was that?
The timey arena shooty one, yeah. The dimension traveling assassin.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Timey-wimey rift.
The timey-wimey bang bang.
Timey
wimey shooty wooty.
What about you, Tom?
I mean, I like Time Bang. Time Bang's a good one for me.
Time Bang.
Yeah, I like
Bang.
Right.
Bang. Right. That's going to be the name of the episode.
I think that could be a really fun one. Like that. What was that Halo-like game that we played?
Splitgate.
That had no players and it was just a ton of fun. I mean, it was just Portal Halo.
Such a good
really
mechanic.
Fun.
Yeah.
I think something like that, but you're traveling through time and finding a way to... I mean, I guess if you get killed by someone just erasing a building in the past... That sucks. That's just, I have no control over that. It needs workshopping.
Cracks start showing up very quickly and you have time to escape that thing.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I think
definitely needs workshopping, but I think that could be very fun. But also I like Cyberpunk, Plant Hell, whatever that game is called.
All right, so Silver Medal, Cyberpunk, Plant Hell.
Can you give me a two-worded title for it? I'm like Time Bang.
Future Flower.
Oh, okay, there we go.
All right, Future Flower, Silver Medal, Time Bang, Gold Medal. Thank you so much for your submissions, like way more than we thought. Please keep them coming. We will do more of these in the future. Even though we said we would for ages and we never did, that's going to change. It just did. You just listened to it change.
It's going to have to.
I won't be such an asshole next time.
thank you, everyone, for listening to us. And we'll see you next time. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Give us another horn, Tom, and then that'll be the end.
Oh, the klaxon's firing up.
Yeah. That's such an awkward klaxon.
No good? Okay.